This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The Capitola City Council has unanimously rejected a proposal to put part of the coastal rail trail on Park Avenue near the Capitola Trestle. KAZU's Katie Brown has more.
City Council members sided with frustrated locals after a long and heated meeting Thursday night. The idea of diverting the rail trail onto Capitola streets has maddened many residents, including some who helped pass a law aimed at preventing just that. Among those breathing a sigh of relief was Leslie Nielsen, a board member of the Capitola Village and Wharf Business Improvement Area.
Now that we've got to keep it in the trail like it was designed to be, I think the granting authorities will be thrilled to know we're doing what we said we would do with that money.
Veronica Elzey voiced her disappointment. She said people like her, who are visually impaired, will face challenges from the approved route.
I would just ask him to support all of the different segments of the population that could benefit from a continuous trail. It's a safety issue.
And she echoed other fears that the California Department of Transportation could withhold $67.6 million in state funds. Now it's back to the county and the Regional Transportation Commission to determine what happens next. Katie Brown, KAZU News.
Voters passed Measure N last year, returning Watsonville Community Hospital to local ownership. At the time, residents said they wanted a bigger emergency room. That's according to Pajaro Valley Health Care District and Hospital Board Chair Tony Nunez.
The plan is this year are going to begin the design of what the emergency room expansion is going to look like.
He spoke during a State of the Hospital event on Friday. This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.